This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is about the highest of high tides of the year in South Florida. And in a low-lying area like that nowadays, a really high tide is more of a problem than you might otherwise think. It's a warning as well of what to expect as sea levels keep on rising. Alex Chadwick went down to check it out.
3.59 feet, the high tide this morning at about 8:30. Neighborhoods flooded in many areas. In Fort Lauderdale, the water came over a low seawall and onto Mola Street, where Judy Mudge has lived for 20 years.
An hour ago, it was almost to the door here, almost to the back door.
She doubts this is climate change. Her street always floods in this season.
And it brings a lot of things in with it. Worms, critters, you know. Ugh.
But gauges do show the ocean around here has gained about 9 inches in the last 100 years or so. Many experts think the rise is accelerating. South Florida is low, flat, already wet, bound to get wetter. A European study finds Miami the single most ocean-threatened city in the world. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says sea level here could go up 7 inches by 2030. This is the intersection of 10th and Alton in Miami Beach last night. A mix of seawater and sewage, almost knee-deep. Underground pipelines meant to drain stormwater to the ocean are instead carrying the ocean here. I thought the flood would come across the beaches, but no, it's from underneath. Flooded areas dot the city like small ponds. Charmaine Howell was on a bicycle, the water up to her wheel hubs.
Tell me, why do people live here if this happens all the time?
That's a good question.
She did move away, she said, but is back visiting and happened to run into a full moon that helped produce what's called a king tide.
So I was just trying to go to Walgreens. I'm thinking, forget about it. It's not worth it.
The water.
It's like ridiculous. This is the worst I've seen it. It's been bad, but this is the worst, for sure.
Regional planning groups have ideas for adapting to high levels of sea here, but sea level projections for 40 and 50 years out are so serious, 2 feet higher, maybe more, adaptation might not work. People want to be able to get to the drugstore, and in places in South Florida, that may not be possible.
From Bern, this is Alex Chadwick for Marketplace.